This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
You know what I did last night also, besides watched a little of the Warriors? I watched Top Gun last night with the wife. My wife hadn't seen it in like a couple decades. Me, yeah, the real Top Gun. Yeah, the original Top Gun. We're going to go to the theater next week during the week after one of the shows. No, I ain't going on the weekend. You're going tomorrow? You're a crazy bastard. So you're going to 11:30 in the morning? Oh, okay. So that one may not be that full. Okay, so that's smart. That's smart. We're going to wait till next week during the week. And after the show, you know, in the middle of the afternoon, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock or whatever, we're going to go to one of those IMAXs and watch the new Top Gun Maverick. So I watched last night the original Top Gun. I've seen it like 87,000 times. So I know all the lines. My wife looks at me several times and says, how many times have you watched this? You know, because I'll say the line before the line is said and all that kind of stuff. And I'll do it a lot. And so we watched it. And, you know, one of the things that I'm going to be intrigued about the new Top Gun, and I tweeted this out yesterday, will the ventilation be a lot better in the new ships? Because you constantly walked around with swamp ass. I mean, those guys sweated like a whore in church when they're in the ship. You know what I mean? Kimmy Cat, who follows us on Twitter, she's been a long supporter of the show, and we love her. I think she's out in, I believe she's in the Carolinas. I think she's in South Carolina, if I'm correct. And she tweeted back. She goes, well, wait. She tweeted back the volleyball scene. And I go, well, no, I get the sweat in the volleyball, and you're out there in the, I'm talking about inside the damn ship. Every time somebody's inside a ship, they're just sweating balls, dude. It's like the second you shower, you're sweating. So I'm just wondering, for those of you that served, wait a minute, but you didn't serve Navy, right? Oh, you were on a ship.
Yeah, I was on ship.
Okay, so
it's fine.
So,
but the problem is, they're not.
Is it really swamp ass in there all the time?
Not all the time. There's times where, you know, that it gets a little bit
muggy,
you know. Yeah, your birthing sticky areas are usually pretty cool. It's not like you're sitting there, but you have to remember, they're using, usually when they do the movies, they're using the ships that are like already decommissioned and things like that. So they probably didn't have all.
I'm thinking
all that in those
I'm
scenes.
Thinking they're spraying this dude. Put on your glass. Okay, ready. We're ready for.
Well,
the
I'm
shot.
Sure some of that happened, you but also I, mean? I think they use decommissioned ships, which are not going to have all of the ventilation because they're taken out of service.
I'm just saying, dude, it's like, why shower?
Yeah, but if you come off of...
Just walk in there and just use the soap on your sweat and just then walk out again, and that's it.
Yeah, but you're coming off the flight deck. The flight deck is the hottest spot of the ship because, again, it's the runway and
right, yeah.
The sun beating down on it. There's, right. There's no getting away from that heat. And then when you go down okay. into, you know...
But every time they have a shot inside, it didn't matter, bro. I don't care if it's Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, but it's the stress that's making the sweat.
Jesus.
It's the stress.
It should be called Swamp Ass Gun. I mean, you know, that's...
Nobody's going to watch Swamp Ass Gun.
My wife goes last night, you know, I never noticed that there was so much sweat in this movie. And I go, yeah. I go, forget about the damn volleyball scene. I get it. The women are going to love the volleyball scene. And maybe some of you guys, all that. But whatever, you know, fine. But you're supposed to sweat there.
I think that might be a Tom Cruise thing.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's movies now. You got Jerry Maguire. There's sweating going on there.
Eric Storm says, Top Gun 2 was amazing. Saw it on IMAX last night. Best movie of the year, and it's not close. Eric. The hell's wrong with you, bro? Did they sweat or not? Answer the question, Eric. You got to make yourself useful.
But for Eric's defense, that was in there before you started the sweat tirade.
Oh, okay.